only farmers, but local businesses, whether you be a hairdresser, whether you be a carpenter, no matter what business you're in, at the end of the day, this is all money for the local economy. People have basically got to wake up to the fact that this doesn't just affect farmers, which it does very badly. It affects absolutely everyone out there. And while some people might say, if the beef farmer has to get more for his beef, does that mean that I will have to pay more for it? That actually isn't the case. The big problem here is the share of the profits and who they go to. In 1983, the farmer got 40% of the final price. Today, that is down at 21%. Previously, it used to be a case that the retailer and the processor would get 30% each. That's now at 28% for the processor and 51% to the retailer. So we need a rebalancing in where the money goes. Otherwise, none of this money will be in the local economy. We hear about how we're affected by Brexit and how this is meant to be bringing down the prices. But the reality is that prices on the supermarket shelf in the UK have not gone down. The average that has been charged for all cuts this week is €14.89 per kilo, whereas your average beef farmer is only getting €3.33. That doesn't add up, and it isn't fair for the people who basically get their hands dirty to produce this product, not the people who only have it on their shelves for a couple of days. The money has got to go to the people who produce it, otherwise they won't be producing it in the future and the local economy will suffer very badly.
And this has obviously gone so far that farmers are taken to the picket line, so it's time now that Minister Michael Creed intervened.
Yeah, it's time that he intervened, and it's time that tougher regulations were brought in on competition and to make sure that a fairer share goes to the primary producer. And I'll say it again, and I never lived on a farm in my life. My parents didn't live on a farm, but my father was a carpenter. And I always remember a discussion at home as to, well, why are the farmers getting these subsidies and why are they getting this money? And my father said to my mother, where do you think the farmers get the money to pay me to put in new windows, to put in doors, to put in fitted cupboards? And the answer to that was from the market and from the subsidies. And that money ended up going around to everyone in our community. My father spent it in the local shop. My mother spent it in the local hairdresser. And if we see a situation where these beef farmers go out of business, everyone goes out of business, not just the beef farmers, because at the end of the day, that's what our local economy is based on. We may have some factories from abroad in some places, an odd one here or there. Hopefully they'll be here in the long term. But there's one thing for sure, that land will be outside our door in the future. We need to make maximum use of it, and we need to use it to drive the local economy. If we let these people down and we don't go out and back them and support them, we will all pay the price at the end of the day.